From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, we have live performances from Connor Oberst of Bright Eyes and James Vincent McMorrow, both recorded at our spring mini-festival called Gigstock, two nights of music and conversation in the Green Space, which is WNYC's ground floor music venue here on Varick Street in Lower Manhattan. Now, Gigstock was inspired by our daily concert feature, The Gig Alert, and the first night featured two great New York indie bands, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart and Parquet Courts. They both gave us sneak previews of their respective forthcoming albums, and you can watch video from that concert and everything from Gigstock over on soundcheck.org. Tonight, it's part two. Later on the show, the Irish musician James Vincent McMorrow, whose latest album is lush, layered, and thick with emotion. It's called Post Tropical. Who will run and who will save? On the hill. And we will have a live gig alert. Find out about the upcoming Brooklyn Folk Festival with a live performance by Jerron Blind Boy Paxton. But first, Connor Oberst is best known for his albums released under the name Bright Eyes, but since founding that project in the mid-90s, Oberst has also been a member of the indie supergroup Monsters of Folk, the punk band Desaparecidos, and a flagship artist from a scene that grew out of the Omaha-based record label Saddle Creek. On May 19th, Connor Oberst releases a new solo record under his own name. It's called Upside Down Mountain, and he joined us at Gigstock to play some songs from it for about 200 people who packed into the green space. Here's Connor Oberst and his band with the song Time Forgot.
Polished my shoes, I bought a brand new hat, moved to a town that time forgot, where I don't have to shave or be approachable. No, I can do just what I want. I wanna walk in that howling wind till it scatters all my thoughts. Sit all alone on the riverbank till I forget that I can talk. Just listen. Yes, everyone has a choice to make, to be loved or to be free. I told you once I felt invisible, and I guess by now you see that what I meant is I'm not all there until I finally leave. Some loneliness is acceptable, and some's just outright mean. It gets even. The ivy crawls up the garden wall, builds a ladder towards the sun. Can't be climbed, but who's gonna mind if I claim it can't be done? Illusion. In the the sun goes down and the stars come out. The distance that I felt, I can see it for myself now. Boarded a train to take my memories back, make up for time that I have lost. I'll never know if I'm delusional, I just believe that I am not. I'm gonna work for my sanity, give it everything I've got. Though so far I have cheated death, I know someday I'll get caught. Just living. So here we go, man, it's beautiful. Get your trumpet, get your drum. Told me that same thing. Someone told me that same thing. Someone told me that exact same thing once.
Connor Oberst. And the band, live on Soundcheck from the green space Time Forgot, from the new record called Upside Down Mountain.
That's correct.
How do you know, when you're writing a song, whether it's going to be a Connor Oberst song or a Desaparecido song, or does that happen after the fact?
Well, Desaparecido is probably the one exception because we kind of write in a band room all together. But for the rest of it, kind of the same way, like vocal melody first, chords, and then lyrics. And
okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're about to, you're a veteran of the festival circuit, and, you know, this summer will probably be more of the same. Will you be doing Governor's Ball in June?
We're unfortunately not, but that is a song on the album, yeah.
There is a song on the album called Governor's Ball, and it begins with this line: it was well lit and well managed, so no property would be damaged. That's kind of important.
Stage looks like a vending machine. That's the other one.
So,
but that goes for all festivals, not just. I'm not picking on them.
So, have you had the experience of being at a particularly sketchy festival?
Yes.
Oh, really? Do tell.
Well, I've been at lots of them, but Roskilde, which is the big one in Denmark, I guess, is always like some post-apocalyptic strange future where everyone's rolling in their excrement burning each other, and it's strange. It's like a pagan thing.
Now, Omaha.com just reviewed the bar that you co-own in Omaha, the Page Turner's Lounge.
Really? I didn't know that.
Is the Page Turner's Lounge in the house? Wow. The new look is decidedly Oberstian, smart and stylish, with a hint of pretense that comes from people who desire recognition for just how smart and stylish they are. I don't know what that means. What does your bar look like?
Oh, it's a sunken bar, so it sits low. So if you're at a table in the rolling chairs, you can roll directly from the table to the bar.
Oh, and that is so cool.
And you're at the same level. It's supposed to encourage people. It's like a lounge. Like, the idea is to encourage people to sit down. So if you're standing at the bar, you're a little uncomfortable because the bartenders are like 2 feet below you, you know? So it encourages you to find a seat. That's the idea.
And is it like,
an old bookstore or something?
It was. It was a bookstore. And then it, yeah. And now it's.
All right. So as long as I've quoted from one of your songs, let me quote from another one on the new record called Desert Island Questionnaire, where you pose the question very early on in the song, if you were stranded on a desert island and could only bring one book, what would it be?
Man.
I'm going to make you answer your own question.
I guess the Bible. I don't know.
Okay. You don't sound too excited about the possibility.
Or, yeah, or some kind of picture encyclopedia.
Now, having mentioned two songs from the forthcoming record, neither of those two songs are on the set for tonight. What, or have you changed your...
Oh, wait, sorry, which one?
Governor's Ball.
Oh, and... yeah. Now, those, yes, not yet, but we're going to do all the songs are on the new record, so...
Okay, well, what are you going to do now?
This one's called Double Life.
Once again, it's Conor Oberst live on Soundcheck.
Simple like before, these are different times. No longer worried about getting bored, just trying to clear my mind from all the noise out there, all the spooks, all the moving parts. Cameras everywhere I look, we're imitating art. So don't look down, just cross the bridge. And when you get there, you'll be glad you did. There's another life on the other side. It's your double life on the other side. It's your second life on the other side. There's an honest life on the other side. It's your double life on the other side.
This one's called Night at Lake Unknown. Imagination to see the picture frame, and I don't need my concentration to know when I'm in pain. When I lost myself, I lost you by extension. Don't know who would stand to gain. All these silly dreams aren't worth a mention, but they keep collecting in my brain. I went on the hunt for fame and fortune, picked up the trail just fine. Everywhere I go, the doors fly open, but I won out once I'm inside. When I break my heart, I know that yours gets broken. I just wish that kept me in line. But I can't live outside the moment, and it keeps leaving me behind. It just keeps leaving me behind. Can't sleep, my mind's a circle. I watch the ceiling fan. I close my eyes and I feel the wind blow. My bed, it turns into a raft. I drift away this night at Lake Unknown. I'm floating. I see it all for what it is. Most anything can be forgiven. With what is left, we'll have to live. With what is left, we'll have to live.
That is Conor Oberst performing his song Night at Lake Unknown on stage at WNYC's Green Space. This was part of Soundcheck's two-night Gigstock Festival. Conor's playing songs from his upcoming album, Upside Down Mountain, backed by Miwi La Lupa on bass, Stephen Bartolome on guitar, and Conor Elms behind the drum kit. Here's another new song called Lonely at the Top, Conor Oberst on Soundcheck.
It's lonely at the top,
of that upside down mountain. Watch the sunrise from a windowless room. If the paramedics stop, the soul goes on without them in a wicker basket tied to a balloon. There are no boundaries to love. The heart can't comprehend the panorama. I took it on the chin from some second hand feeling sorrow. Handed down to me, it felt brand new. Tiny violins or some summer insects listening, another season leaving us too soon. Freedom's the opposite of love. You'll never keep it through the paranoia. Emptying the water from the glacier fills my shoes. Laying in your bed, my dreams are sex and violence. I chase the rapist chasing after you. There is no dignity in love. Trade every scrap to get some absolution. Till then I'm walking out the door. Till then I'm running through the airport. Till then I'm waiting round for no one.
Thanks so much. I'm going to try this last one, I think. And hey, my friend at the sound booth, if you got any more vocals, I'll take them up here. Thank you. All right, this one's called Hundreds of Ways.
What a thing to be a witness to the sunshine. What a dream to just be walking on the ground. What a time to live among the ashen remnants of a love that came before, and I'm still looking for that now. It took centuries to build these twisted cities. It took seconds to reduce them down to dust. All the tour guide could say was take your pictures, folks, it's late. Try your best, please, to remember what was done. Don't look so forlorn. Don't you look so scared. Don't get so upset. This world was never fair. But there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. Yes, there are hundreds of ways, so you just find one. I used to think that time was of the essence, and I just wish I could get some sleep. Oh, the strange parade of sounds the city makes when I lie down. Little explosions that set fire to my dreams. Sometimes I get mistaken for this actor. I guess that I could see it from the side. Maybe no one really seems to be the person that they mean to be. I hope I am forgotten when I die. Don't contradict me, don't make me cross the line. If you feel threatened, it's only 'cause I'm mine. And there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. Yes, there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. There are hundreds of ways, so you best find one. My heroes, they're all tall, running in circles. Some stopwatch, some chaos. Love was the message, full stop. We ramble on and on. We ramble on and on. I stole all the rhinestones out of Carolina, and then I sold them out in Bakersfield for cash. Oh, the band shell got its band sound like an arcade in Japan. Blew all my quarters trying to get that feeling back. Now any sucker can turn boredom into violence. A sociopath riding on a bus, and his irises are black from those novelty contacts. He looks around, but he can't see the rest of us. In my sunglasses, don't mind the blinding light. It's getting dark, bro, but I've always loved the night. And there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. Hundreds of ways to get through the day. Yes, there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. Yes, there are hundreds of ways to get through the day. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of ways to get through the day. Just find one.
That's Conor Oberst performing the song Hundreds of Ways for a live and very enthusiastic audience in the green space here at WNYC. And there's more where this came from. You can watch videos of all the songs that Conor performed at Gigstock on soundcheck.org. And Conor Oberst's new album, Upside Down Mountain, comes out on May 19th. But if you can't wait, Conor is releasing a special split single on Record Store Day, which is this Saturday, trading songs with the band Dawes, the band that will back him and open for him on his upcoming tour. That tour, by the way, comes to Central Park Summer Stage here in New York on July 29th. Up next, Gigstock continues. We attempt to do a live gig alert for the audience in the green space, with a live performance from one of the many artists appearing at the upcoming Brooklyn Folk Festival. And later, a live set from the Irish singer and songwriter and keyboardist James Vincent McMorrow. This is Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and tonight we're bringing you night number two of Gigstock, our spring mini music festival. Before we get to the next act on our bill, James Vincent McMorrow, in from Ireland, we've got a bit of a surprise for you. It's a gig alert. Sort of. Coming up this Friday, April 18th, to Sunday, April 20th, the Brooklyn Folk Festival takes over the Bell House in Brooklyn. Now in its sixth year, the festival is curated by Eli Smith, who founded it and is host of the online Down Home radio show. He joined me in the green space to tell us a little bit about the festival, and he brought along with him Jerron Blind Boy Paxton, one of the performers. We'll hear some live music from Jerron in just a minute, but first, I started by asking Eli how the Brooklyn Folk Festival differs from other so-called folk festivals.
The Brooklyn Folk Festival seeks to present really the wide diversity within the field of folk music as we conceive it. I think a lot of folk festivals that are, you know, advertised as folk festivals are actually relatively... they're myopic. I mean, you hear a lot of Americana music,
right.
A lot of singer-songwriters, but you don't hear much old-time string band music, or Indonesian gamelan music, or Balkan music, or really the kind of music that we both love from all over the world.
Now, one of the other things that's different about the Brooklyn Folk Festival, and this maybe has a whiff of old-time Brooklyn in it, is the banjo toss, which is, Eli, exactly what it sounds like.
Right, yeah, I thought that the Brooklyn Folk Festival should have a competition, and late one night I conceived of a banjo-throwing competition called the banjo toss. And whoever throws it the farthest will win a free banjo. We're going to throw that sucker out into the Gowanus Canal.
Wait a minute. You're throwing it into the Gowanus Canal?
It's a federally designated Superfund site.
And then fishing the banjo back out
and handing it
to the next competitor?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
That's right. No, we have gloves and hazmat suits and stuff, so
I would
it's
hope
totally
so.
Safe.
So, the Folk Festival is the 18th through the 20th. It's at the Bell House in Brooklyn. It's a celebration of folk music, not just here in the States, but from around the world. This year's performers include ragtime from New Orleans, Balkan music, gamelan music from Indonesia, and this performer who goes by the name Jerron Blind Boy Paxton. Take it away, Jerron.
I'm my mama's baby child. I was born on the 11th night. My mama's baby child. Only something some woman had made mama's baby wife. I was about 3 years old when my poor mother died. I was about 3 years old when my poor mother died. Well, if you mistreat me, you just mistreating a motherless child. Well, my mama dead and my daddy's across the sea. Well, my mama dead and my daddy's across the sea. Means I ain't got nobody to love and care. When mama's gone. Some people say that your sweet little sister will do. They say when mama's gone, you know your sister will do. But you know as soon as she marries, she will turn her back on you. Well, he took my brother down that old smoky road. You know they took my brother down that smoky road. When they brought him back, he was dead on the cool and bold. Well, what you gonna do when your troubles get like mine? What you gonna do when your troubles get like mine? Take a mouthful of sugar and a bottle of turpentine. Take your mouth full of sugar and a bottle of turpentine. Well, my mama dead and my daddy can't be found. Well, my mama, she dead and poor father can't be found. God knows I'm their child and I've just been drifting round. If I mistreat you, baby.
A kind of a live gig alert from Soundcheck's gig stock downstairs at the Green Space, featuring Jerron Blind Boy Paxton singing and playing the guitar and a version of the Motherless Child Blues. Coming up, more live music from Gigstock. On his current tour, Ireland's James Vincent McMorrow uses a full band on stage to recreate the ambitious sound of his latest record. But for our live audience in the green space, James turned in a moving solo set, just a keyboard and his haunting falsetto vocals. Hear that next as Gigstock continues here on Soundcheck.
5 whole hours and then I woke hard. I woke heavy with the love apart. And I remember how I'm cloth hung, flexing with the forest glow.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. James Vincent McMorrow first made waves in 2011 as an acoustic balladeer, but then he took a stylistic left turn with his latest record called Post Tropical. When it came out in January, some people were already calling it a contender for Album of the Year, so we were very excited to have James Vincent McMorrow joining us for the second night of our spring mini-festival, Gigstock. Here he is, solo, with a song called The Lakes.
Choose some chaos in regard.
climate calls again. Barrel back an hour 10 to give it all miles away. Heads alone, the wildest day that ever takes hold. Settle with regard all that is called upon. Now to the lake where alas we go. I was not late, that was there below.
That is James Vincent McMorrow, the Irish singer and songwriter, live on Soundcheck from the Green Space. And that's The Lakes, that song that you just did for us.
Yeah.
On the record, on Post Tropical, that begins with like layer upon layer upon layer of mandolin.
Yeah.
Just does. One of a number of, there's a lot of really unusual textures on this record. It's quite a bit different from the first one, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the first record was made with no money. So I had no real.
And now that you're just rolling,
now
in the
I'm just
stuff
like, yeah,
spend it fast.
I'm rolling so deep, I'm just like making it rain. No one on the radio could see me do that, but I was making it rain for everybody in the audience.
Yeah, but see, we're also live video.
Oh, you know, okay.
So soundcheck.org, folks.
You can see it. Okay, check it. It's pretty amazing. yeah, I the first record was made with such little sort of idea of what was possible. I've been thinking about making music since I was, you know, old enough to think about it, but with the first record, I was trying to will it into existence, and then once it was there, I was like, okay, what else is possible? And with this record, I kind of wanted to just dig into every ridiculous idea I had and every sound I would want to hear on a record and would want to listen to and every rhythm. So that was kind of the plan.
Well, you know, a lot of what you came up with is kind of disquieting. The record has a very often an unsettled kind of sound and texture to it. And then the videographer that you've worked with on this trilogy of videos really seems to have picked up on that big time.
Yeah, Aoife has definitely picked up on some things. She's really brilliant. She has an incredibly sharp eye, and she tells a really simple story, which is something that I love. There's nothing that bothers me more than when you see a music video and it's like this really elaborate story that you're trying to tell in 4 minutes. It's such a difficult thing to do. And what I liked about Aoife was she grasped the idea that if you tell a simple story really well, and unfolded in a really compelling fashion, and that's the job.
Yeah.
So she focused on the right things, and she kind of
Yeah, she, like, Aoife definitely focused on some darker elements in the songs, which I loved, because the whole point of making videos, I think, is to have that person tell their reaction to the song.
Mm. Now, do you feel like you were telling a story or multiple stories on this record?
The idea of storytelling is a very strange thing to me. Like, I don't necessarily consider myself a storyteller per se. Songwriting to me is all the aspects of it. It's the lyric is incredibly important, and the melody is incredibly important, but they're no more or less important to me than those mandolins that you talked about, or the voice that they have and the story that they tell at the start of that song. It's terrifying stripping a song back to just me and a guitar, because I don't normally do that, so I'm very ham-fisted with it, but it's it's a nice way of kind of getting back to the core of the song. But all those other elements have a voice.
All right. Now, speaking of voice, I mean, you use your falsetto voice a lot.
Yeah.
What's your natural range?
My falsetto voice is where I kind of always been most comfortable.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I think that I kind of shied away from it to a certain extent on the first record, but again, I didn't have the ability to really capture it. I could capture my tenor range much better because I didn't have a compressor or anything. I had a microphone and a computer, and I would sort of stand 6 feet from the mic and yell at it for the loud notes, and it worked. It was cool. But when I couldn't get energy into the microphone with my falsetto that much. But it's where I'm most comfortable, and it's where I can explore the most melody as well. I think I can kind of do things in that range that I can't do in a sort of a lower register.
Yeah. So what's this next song you're going to do for us?
I'm going to do Red Dust, and I'm going to keep it again really simple and just try and keep the core of the song.
That's one of the songs that Aoife did a video
yes,
for.
Yes, she did.
Check it out. It's all three of them are really, they're quite something. The album is Post-Tropical. From the Green Space, day two of Gigstock on Soundcheck. Once again, James Vincent McMorrow.
Sometimes my hands, they don't feel like my own. I need someone to love, I need someone to hold. Sometimes my hands, they don't feel like my own. I need someone to love, I need someone to hold. Sometimes my hands, they don't feel like my own. I need someone to love, I need someone to hold. Sometimes my hands, they don't feel like my own. I need someone to love, I need someone to hold. Oh, 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 oh.
Thank you. I think we got time for one more, is that? Yeah? Cool. No one's telling me yes or no, so I'm gonna do it. It's very strange. I haven't played these songs by myself. So it's like, there's so many different aspects to it live with the band that I'm kind of like, oh, where's that? Oh, that's cool. I have to do that. Oh, sugar, okay. I just said, oh, sugar. I think it's pretty well established I would have said something else there. Got my radio face on. Okay, thank you very much. This has been a real pleasure. Thank you for having me. Yes, in school.
How was the cold along the path I determined to hold? Although it coiled round the perilous wing, blinded with hot glass or carving of steam, there was the smoke burning up.
Thank you.
That's James Vincent McMorrow from Ireland performing in the green space here at WNYC as part of our spring mini-festival that we called Gigstock. You heard the song Gold, and before that, the song Red Dust. Both appear on his latest album, Post-Tropical, in a big, multi-layered band version. There's more from James's solo set and tons of videos from our other Gigstock guests, Parquet Courts, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, and Connor Oberst, all at soundcheck.org. Tomorrow on the show, a performance by the East River String Band with a special guest in their ranks, the illustrator Robert Crum. R. Crum to you. He'll play mandolin with the group, and they'll gear up for their live performance at the Brooklyn Folk Festival. Plus, veteran music journalist Lisa Robinson is telling a behind-the-scenes story in her new memoir, There Goes Gravity, A Life in Rock and Roll. Actually, lots of behind-the-scenes stories. We'll get some of them tomorrow on Soundcheck. This special Gigstock edition of the program is a production of WNYC. Irene Trudell engineered it, and George Wellington helped out. The show is produced by Katie Bishop, Dan O'Donnell, and Mike Katziff, with Amy Pearl and our intern Ryan Kyloth. Thanks to the Greenspace team, including Ricardo Fernandez, Nikki Johnson, Gaines Laguerre, David McLean, and Milton Ruiz, and Nancy May Seychow. Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Giggles the Meerkat. Our executive producer is Joel Meyer. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.